B-Pod Studios.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I gotta be honest.
What?
I don't know if it's just in my head or what, but I'm starting to feel like maybe like a cold sweat and maybe my tumbly's a little rumbly.
Oh no, Manny. Roy's out today because he's got the flu. I was out yesterday with stomach flu.
We should be doing the show from Novant.
Our beds.
from Presbyterian Hospital.
Yeah, right? With an IV.
Oh, man. Okay, so the big news on Sunday night was obviously the Oscars, and so much went on with the Oscars. And by the way, it got mediocre reviews from a lot of the critics.
Really? Because it was up 12% from the last year.
Ratings-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought it went well, but some people said that they missed the host because they missed watching the show. And if you're at home, being told what's happening at the Oscars through the host's eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't feel like I missed the host this year. I felt like it moved much more swiftly.
Yeah. I mean, I like the ribbing, and I thought Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yeah, I was going to say, they still had the three women at the very beginning of the show to kind of kick things off.
Yeah, and Maya Rudolph. I thought they all did a good job. And then who was it? At one point, somebody said something about Mel Gibson. Did you see that part?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but they said something about Mel Gibson in the back, made a joke about, you know, obviously he's a little off the
radar. Yeah.
So Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga perform this song live. And while we play a clip of it, if you didn't see the Oscars, picture this. Bradley Cooper's not married. Is his baby mama?
Yes. Irina Shayk is his longtime girlfriend. They've been together for like 4 years. She was, I want to say, a Victoria's Secret model, but she's a big-time model.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Russian model, I think, right? I think that's what I read. Okay, so she's sitting in the crowd watching Lady Gaga behind the piano when all of a sudden Bradley Cooper walks in and sits next to Gaga like they're filming the movie, and the two of them couldn't look more in love doing this song while she watches it from the seats.
Cheek to cheek, by the way.
What cheek to cheek means while they're singing that song.
Oh, I mean, they are literally head to head, cheek to cheek, like gazing off into the distance, looking every bit in love. And then at the very end of it, they turn to each other and look in each other's eyes, and Bradley puts his head on Gaga's shoulder.
Now, I didn't see the movie. Did you guys?
I did, and I think that's the problem, is that you guys haven't seen the movie.
It doesn't matter. It's a movie, Nicole.
That's the question. Is the movie breaking the reality of the world?
I mean, absolutely. It's the movie. It's the same reason why after The Notebook came out, everyone wanted that kiss from Noah and Allie. After all the MTV awards, you know, like everyone wanted to watch them do their iconic kiss. Because that's who they were in the movie.
Sure.
Now, I'm very well aware that I think, like, who they are in the movie. I think it's his name's Jack and her name's Allie in the movie. Like, that chemistry is undeniable. And I think in real life, they have that same chemistry.
Okay, but they're in character. And here's the thing. I actually don't have a problem with the actual performance. My problem starts where everybody is calling for Bradley Cooper to leave his longtime girlfriend and child to go with Lady Gaga. Because at the end of the day, they're just in characters. It's just a movie. They may not have that same chemistry in real life. Look at Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and look how that ended.
But let me ask you a question. What if they did? Like, what if they
That's okay.
It's not okay that it's cheating, but what if, like, Bradley Cooper realized just because it's a longtime girlfriend and the mother of his kid does not mean that he's actually in love with her?
Okay.
So what if that made her, like...
But he is in love with her until that... But that's what I'm saying. It's like saying it's okay to cheat. Like, it's okay to be a homewrecker because you guys are really in love.
Okay, I love this conversation, and I love where it's going, and I want to bring the MRL fam into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we should define what the girl code is and see if people think that the girl code was broken on Sunday night with this behavior and this performance in front of Bradley Cooper's baby mama.
Yes. Okay. I agree.
All right. We'll get into that.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Broy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
It's whack-a-mole on the MRL show. You knock one down, another one pops up. Loren popped up today, then we knocked down Roy.
Yeah, poor Roy. He's got the flu today. I had the stomach flu yesterday.
Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow with the MRL show. So the conversation that we're having now, we want you guys to get in on this. Whether you saw the Oscars or not, or you saw the movie or not, how do you feel about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga and their performance? You can go watch it right now at kiss951.com if you haven't seen it. Their performance at the Oscars was very much like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the movie, but everything that I've read and I'm hearing is it's much like the movie where they're in love with each other.
Right.
And they did that performance on the piano with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga singing, sitting next to each other. Okay, now it's the Oscars. We get it. It's all about movies and stuff. But while they're basically in this romantic moment.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. They're both in character and they're sitting next to each other on the piano, face to face, cheeks touching. And then at the very end of the song, they look at each other and they're gazing into each other's eyes. And Bradley goes ahead and puts his head on Gaga's shoulder. Like, amazing. You know, that you can see their chemistry. It is undeniable. But I just hope that they're in character at that point. I just feel like for Bradley's girlfriend, seeing the movie.
Now, she was there watching
was
this.
There,
that's
yes.
why this whole thing blew up on the internet yesterday,
yes.
because they showed, like, there's video of her just kind of, like, looking like.
Well, and I think a lot of people, when they were calling for Bradley and Lady Gaga to get together, did not know that Bradley Cooper had a longtime girlfriend. Like, it's not very publicized between the two of them. If you checked her Instagram, he's barely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about her on his, but the problem is that it's different when you see it on screen and then you see it in real life.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. But a lot of people who don't know, who aren't actors and actresses, are like, I would hate to watch my husband or my wife. You know, even that's a great question to ask actors and actresses. Are you comfortable if you're married to an actor or actress? Are you comfortable with them in a romantic scene with someone?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we want to hear from you. Here's the way that we're taking it.
When, like, you see that paycheck, you'll be real comfortable with it.
That's true. I tell my wife about that on the show when I wear the same underwear for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so we need to define the girl code, okay, and find out whether or not Gaga went too far and kind of, because now she's broken up. She's the single one out of the two of them.
Yeah, and I think that that's really what brought this to a head is the fact that she just broke off her engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Crystal and Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you watch the movie and see the Oscars?
Yes.
Okay, did you think Gaga broke girl code in front of Bradley Cooper's girlfriend?
I do not.
So, no, Crystal, I agree with you in the sense that hopefully they're in character. But why do you think that the girl code is not broken?
After seeing the movie and the chemistry they had in the movie, it reminded me a lot of how they were looking at each other during the Oscars. So when I was watching it, you know, their characters' names were Allie and Jackson. That's who they looked like to me. They didn't look like Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
During that performance, you didn't feel bad for Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, baby mama, sitting there looking at them. You think she understood everything and that the internet's just taking this out of control?
I would hope so. I would think, you know, if they have a healthy relationship, she was probably prepared for what was going to happen. And it was probably expected. There's if you haven't seen the movie, obviously I don't want to
spoil it for you.
But
no spoiler alerts. But Crystal. Crystal, I have a question for you. You're not one of the people now, though, calling for Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper to be together in real life, are you?
No, absolutely not. I don't think that chemistry and movies are probably not the same in real life.
So. Okay. So, okay, thanks, Crystal. But our producer, Nicole, you would like to see Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper together.
I don't know. I mean, now, like thinking on it, like, I don't know if I so much like Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper together as much as I love Allie and Jackson together. Like, I'm in love with the movie.
That's okay. And that's okay.
I think that's what a good movie does.
Of course.
It makes you want that and cheer for them.
I just, again, look at Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had amazing chemistry on camera, and he ended up leaving Jennifer Aniston for her. And I don't want to see that happen to Bradley Cooper and his longtime girlfriend, because I don't think that's fair. And I don't think it's okay to want them together, because that's homewrecking.
Kimberly in Asheville, hi.
Hi, guys. I am a filmmaker and a woman. I just had a couple of points on this. I actually talked about this on my Facebook page the other night and got slammed pretty hard from several different areas. But first of all, when we're making a movie, I just do independent films, small things. We're always looking for chemistry. And as great as their chemistry was, I'm hoping that that's all it is, because as women, we can't demand fidelity. We can't demand that people be faithful in relationships if we, you know, try to support other people by saying, hey, yeah, go be with the person you were in love with on screen. I do think at the Oscars the other night they were in character. I believe that, because if you look at what goes into the Oscars, it's a performance in itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is practiced the day before. So I feel like that Bradley Cooper, I want to believe that he let his wife know that. To me, she was a class act, sitting there smiling, mm-hmm. supporting what he was doing. But also, you have to remember, you know, there's fan fiction is created because of the love that we have of these characters in movies. Look at Kristen Stewart and Rob Pattinson. You know, mm-hmm. they had chemistry, and I really believe that everybody, quote, shipped them together. And that was fine because, that you know, there weren't any, you know, marriages that were interfering or anything like that, but they ended up not being together. My hope, I guess, I'm rooting for everybody. I hope that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga continue to have this professional relationship so they can continue to create amazing things. And also, I'm rooting for his girlfriend to continue that support of this amazing talent.
Yeah, she was the first person to stand up after their performance. So hopefully she's just a very supportive girlfriend.
I'd still like someone to call us and define the girl code and then maybe tell us that their own version of the girl code was broken by someone. 704-570-9595. Explain it to us.
Welcome to the Mania One, the Red Morning Show. Got to get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is this? Hey. Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Okay, to wrap up the Lady Gaga conversation with Bradley Cooper and the song and the performance in front of a whole bunch of people, and by a whole bunch of people, that includes millions of people watching on TV and his girlfriend in the audience, and it looked like they were in love. And the internet kind of went nuts trying to differentiate the characters from the movie, which a lot of people are calling in and saying that's all they were.
Right. They were just in character.
But then we got something else. We just got another phone call that we took off the air, Lorraine. That was kind of interesting. And
yeah. She basically said she didn't think that they were in character, that they don't accept their Oscars in character. So it would have been uncomfortable for her to be Bradley Cooper's girlfriend.
Right. Like that night, during their performance, like, you know, it's just an interesting conversation to have whether or not the girl code was broken. And Gaga, by the way, who's newly single, might be, you know, targeting Bradley Cooper. That's the conversation. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Okay, so, Brittany, you have a girl code. What is it?
Basically, if we are best friends or even friends at all, don't mess with my exes or somebody that I'm with at all.
Amen.
That's wrong.
So what happened? Obviously, that happened to you. Somebody very close to you went behind your back.
Okay, so I'm going to change their names just because so many people know me. So we'll say Dan was my kid's father, and my son was 6 months old, and we had our first house together, and I walked in on him sleeping with somebody. So my best friend, Tina, took me to the beach to forget about everything, you know, just to get away from it all. And about 6 months later, Dan and Tina were together. They just got married last year, and they had a kid.
Ugh.
So now I have to deal with that for the rest of my life because, you know, that's technically my son's half-brother.
Thanks,
Brittany. Sorry for that. That's not girl code broken. That's girl code smashed.
Shattered.
Shattered. Someone says we need to do War of the Roses with Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend and see who he sends a romantic package to.
Somebody can give me Bradley Cooper's number. I'm all in.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.